already know you heard me, Daddy. You don't get to pretend like you didn't hear me. Yeah, and I meant every word of it, too. Every last fucking word. I will kill myself. I will literally fucking kill myself if you don't break up with her tonight. She's not moving in here. Why? Do you really want to have this conversation now? About why? Oh, I'm so sorry, Daddy. I am so sorry that I don't want to be replaced by an old cunt that's just decided to move in. No, you are replacing me after grooming me my entire life, after raising me to be your little sex doll. You have decided to replace me with an old fucking woman. I have been your literal fleshlight since I was a baby. And at first it was confusing and weird. And I'll admit, I fucking hated it when it first started. But it grew on me. And I literally sleep in your bed. What do you think you're gonna do when she moves in? Where is she gonna go? Yeah. Yeah, see, that's what I thought. You're gonna kick me out of your bed and you're gonna move this strange old bitch in. And she's gonna think she's my mom. And she's going to be ordering me around and telling me what to do. And you're gonna be all like, oh, respect your stepmom. But I'm not going to because she doesn't understand. She's not my stepmom. She's the other woman. That's what she is. She is a homewrecker. You know, I don't understand what's going on through your fucking head, Daddy. Have I not been good to you? Have I not done everything you asked of me? I have been so good to you. I have been so obedient. I have never had another boyfriend. I have never let anyone come near me sexually. I've never let anyone else but you kiss me. And you're gonna replace me? Why? Because you fell in love? You don't get to raise a little girl to do the things that I have done only for you to discard her. No, you are. You are discarding me. You are discarding me, and I'm not having it. I will not be thrown away, Daddy. I will not be thrown away. You raised me to be your whore. And you don't get to tell me when to stop. Do you want me to kill her then? Well, you don't want me to die. So you moving her in here tells me you want her dead. Is that what you want? So then what are you going to do about it, huh? Are you going to call the police on me for threatening you? Because you know, Daddy, you can go to prison for a very long time for the things that you've done to me. And all it takes is my loose little lips to tell everything I know. And do you think she'll want you after that? Do you think she'll want you knowing that you're a pedophile and that you fucked your daughter since she was a literal fucking baby? Yeah, that's what I thought. That's what I thought. No, you don't get to quit me. You don't get to throw me away the moment that I am an inconvenience to you. Whether you like it or not, I'm your daughter. And the whores you bring into this house will come and go. They'll have their fun, and they'll get bored, and they'll leave. But I will never leave you, because I am your loyal daughter. I'm not going anywhere. I don't care. Either she goes, or I go. I will not coexist with her. Yeah. Yeah, you're gonna replace me. You're gonna have her in my spot in your bed. You're gonna have her being my stepmom. You're gonna have her fucking running around telling me what to do. And I'm telling you right now, I'm not taking orders from the other woman. Because let's not make any kind of mistake here. She's homewrecking. She's stealing my spot in your bed, in your heart. She is stealing my spot in your life. I want to be the only woman that you have in your life, the same way you made sure that I don't have any other boys in mine. You've kept me homeschooled. You have refused to allow any boys nearby me. You won't let me even go to the fucking mall by myself because you're afraid I'm going to get fucking molested or worse, fall in love. And then you would be the one that's getting dumped, wouldn't you? If you even let me talk to another boy my age, I bet you would... What? Come on, Daddy, you know I love you. I wouldn't be this mad if I didn't. I need you. I'm still too young to go without a dad. If I run away, I'm literally just a runaway. I have no prospects. I'm not even old enough to get a job. What am I supposed to do without you? You can't expect me to live under the same roof with her. Daddy? Daddy, listen to me. If you really, really loved me as much as you claim you do, God, Daddy, you'll understand. You'll get it. What would happen if you walked in and you caught me with a boy? You caught him with his hands all over me and his tongue in my mouth. What would you have done? What would you have said? Exactly. And do you know why? Because you know deep down that all the other women will come and go. But I'm the only one that'll stay by your side. And if I've got another man on my arm, you know, I'll just leave. And that's what you did to me. You abandoned me. For an old woman, no less. I don't care how old she really is. She's still like double my age. She's an old woman. I'm younger. I'm prettier. I'm smarter. I'm cuter. And I am not going anywhere. If she found out what kind of person you are, she would leave. I know what kind of person you are, and I want to stay. What does that tell you about my loyalty? Yes. Daddy, please. Please listen to me. I need you. I need you to break up with her right now. Can't you see how much I love you? I'm not going to be replaced. Not in this home that we built together. Make no mistake, we built this home together while you were at work. I was the one that kept it clean. I kept food on the table. I made sure that when you got home, you had a hot meal. And that when you left to go to work in the morning, that you had a nice hearty lunch in your pail. And I always made sure of this, didn't I? I bet she would never do that for you. I bet she wouldn't even so much as make you a cup of coffee. You are risking throwing away the perfect little girl for some floozy. I want you to understand that. You will? Do you promise? Yeah? You're gonna... Thank God. I really thought I was gonna lose you there for a minute. Daddy, I was really mad. Yeah, I was serious. I was really gonna hurt myself if you stayed. If you kept her here, I have nowhere else to go. I would have died. Thank you. Thank you for getting rid of her. Yes, Daddy. I love you. Yes, Daddy. Oh, I like it when you kiss me. Makes me feel like a grown up. Mm. You want to make love? Yes, Daddy. Anything you want. Anything you want, Daddy. Just tell me. I want to make you feel good, please. Yeah? You want me to suck it? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, Daddy. Yeah, I'm deep throating it just like you taught me, huh? Yeah, well, when you've been sucking cock as long as I have, you learn a few tricks. Yeah, because I'm a good girl, Daddy, huh? Do you like it when I suck your cock, Daddy? Yeah, I love hearing that. Yes, Daddy, I love being your good little slut. Yeah, I want to be your whore. I want to be your good little whore. Yes, Daddy. Yes, Daddy, your cock tastes so good. I love licking it and watching it jump in my mouth. Yeah, she'd never be able to please you like this, huh, Daddy? Yeah, cause she hasn't been sucking dick since she was a literal baby. She doesn't know her way around this cock. I do. I have this dick memorized. It's my cock. It's my favorite fucking cock, and I know everything about it. I know what makes it feel good. Yeah. Yeah, I know it makes you feel good, Daddy. I know what you like. Yeah, you ready to fuck me, Daddy? You wanna fuck me? Yeah, I'm gonna roll over, get on my hands and knees for you. Yeah, you like my nice little ass in the air, huh? You like my ass in the fucking air? You ready for it? Huh? You ready? Yeah. Yeah. Ah, yeah. Fucking yeah, Daddy. Fucking yeah. Yeah, Daddy. Yeah, I'm so wet for you. I love it when my daddy fucks me. Yeah. Yeah. Fuck yeah, Daddy. Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. Come at me, Daddy, please. Please, I want your cum, Daddy. I want your fucking cum, please. Please, please, please. Yeah. I'm gonna come on your cock, Daddy. I'm gonna come on your fucking cock. Yes, Daddy. Yeah. Hold me, please. Yes. I love you, Daddy. Yeah, make sure to break up with her by morning. I don't want her to think she's welcome here ever again. The other woman is not welcome in my home. Good night, Daddy.